Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. Later in the hour, we hear about the programs offered through We Can, a nonprofit supporting women through change and onto stability and self-sufficiency. And we'll talk with filmmaker John Campopiano about his documentary, The Farmer and the Shark, the story of vineyarder Craig Kingsbury and his influence on the film Jaws. But first, the latest exhibit at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod is titled Unfinished Woman. The exhibit and associated events explore the stories of women in transition. And joining us to talk about the exhibit is Molly Demulinaire. Close?
Very close.
Try to spell that right. She's executive director at the Cultural Center. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Mindy.
Also with us, Joan Anderson. Her memoir, A Year by the Sea, inspired the theme of the exhibit. Welcome, Joan. Good to see you.
Thank you.
So, Joan, your book, A Year by the Sea, was originally published in 1999, and it was later turned into a film by the same name. Tell us more about that period in your life that led up to you writing that book.
Well, I ran away from home, and the only place I knew to run was to Cape Cod, where there was maybe some transitional possibilities. And actually, it's true when you think about the sea never changes, or the sea always changes, sorry. The tides are changing, the weather changes, the season changes, everything is different here. And you can maybe get a grasp of what's going on in your life if you surround yourself with that kind of change, which is not safe. So I came to an unsafe place to figure out who I was. And 25 years later, I think I know, actually, I'm now at the point of looking to change again.
So what was going on that you wanted to change at that time?
A bad marriage, a very sad marriage, but which actually got better as a result of the change coming here. My whole being, all the reasons for my being, and most women's being, are defined by us. You know, we know that we're going to be a mother, we're going to be a wife, you're going to be all these different things. And all of a sudden, who are you going to be? What's the model? Mm-hmm. There is no model. But the sea became a model for me. It's kind of an artist's palette.
Yeah.
That when you mix things up on the palette, you've got the paint, and you've got the color, and you've got the idea, but it hasn't come together.
Yeah,
and this was a place for it to all to come together.
And so it's like you're raising kids, you're married, and all your focus, everything about you is focused on your family, right? And we kind of forget about
Indeed.
About ourselves. So this was really you finding yourself again, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The reason why this exhibition is so exciting to me is you're finding it out through a medium which is palatable, which is, of course, the paintbrush.
Yeah. Molly, when did Joan's book come on your radar, and when did you start thinking about this exhibit that explored some of these themes?
Well, Joan and I met just over 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and I had never read her book, actually, and I immediately read her book after we met. And then we've spent time talking about this overarching ideology about who are we beyond the roles that we play. And I come from a really non-traditional background. I don't have these traditional roles kind of guiding my life. And so I look at it from, obviously, through my lens and saying, okay, I am also trying to figure out what does life look like and how am I getting there and all the different expectations socially, within friends groups and within your career. And so I was really intrigued by the work immediately.
Yeah.
And as I talk about often, art is such a wonderful way to communicate different concepts, often quite ethereal or maybe difficult conversations, but you can put them in front of people in a visual way that completely changes the conversation and gives people an entree into the conversation that they may not have expected.
That's kind of what I was going to say, is how did you communicate the themes of this, of the artist, and what's been the response?
The response has been really fun. So when you walk in the gallery, on opening night, there were just hundreds of people, and we had a huge living room basically in the middle of the gallery, and Joan's writing desk was there. And so it was just this feeling that you were really part of something that was larger than you. And the artists, again, have just poured their hearts onto the gallery floor. Mm-hmm. We have all different mediums, artists from all over the country. And so when you walk in, you start to see women questioning mm-hmm. in the pieces. You start to see different life lifespans of women, different stages of their life, different roles that they have played or would like to play.
Yeah.
We've got the vault turned into a response space. So Jackie Reeves and Heather Bloom drew these beautiful figures all over the wall. And the prompt is, who are we beyond the roles that we play? And so people go in there and they write on the chalkboarded walls.
Two fabulous artists, by the way, right?
Right.
Joan, what were some of the pieces in the exhibit that stand out for you?
Oh, my. First of all, the desk. You know, the word, it begins with the word. And the word then becomes a vision, we hope, which is what happened exactly with the show. So the word was the book, but how do you show people the word? I mean, how do you visualize that?
Right.
With the brilliance of our girl here, she got out my desk and she came to my house and said, "What do you have in your studio? What stimulates you? What do you use to grow the word from into picture?" Which is what, of course, a novel or a memoir is. And so that was the beginning kind of exercise for me. And seeing it now in an exhibition helps other people figure out their life and draw, as a result, draw the picture forward.
Yeah. 866-999-4626 is our number. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org. Molly, how did you select what to include in the show?
So we put out an international call for art, and there were multiple people on the jury, including Joan. Joan sat in on that jurying process, and we talked about all the different pieces.
Only 500.
There were a lot of pieces to go through,
that's
for sure.
That's exciting that there was that many, though.
There was just a really wonderful response. And, you know, when we have a show like this, you can't choose that many, right? We only chose about 70 pieces to be in the show. But it's a very thoughtful curation of the show because we wanted each piece to have some space to for people to kind of look into it. And we also have statements by all the artists next to the work. And that really helps people that maybe are not super familiar with fine art and they're trying to figure it out. And with a particular show like this, where there is kind of a mission behind it, we want to give people that entree into where the artists are coming from. Mm. And then you can also step back and say, what does this make me feel?
Yeah.
And so the jurying process was really fun. It took many hours.
So the visual arts are just one piece of Unfinished Woman. Talk about some of the other events and artists that contribute to the exhibit.
Absolutely. So the last weekend of October, we have so many wonderful events. So Chef Nicholas Caplice, which is one of our chefs at the Cultural Center, is doing a dinner. And then that's followed by a concert by Siobhan Magnus, she's loved on the Cape, and we're really excited to have her back at the Cultural Center. We also have the film screening on November 1st. And so Joan will be there, and Laura Goodnow's flying in, the producer of the film.
Oh, great.
And so we'll have a little panel discussion afterwards. I'll grill with them with lots of hard questions.
And then this was a feature-length film of the story. So now we go with another medium.
Yeah,
And it's the film, and it's how that presents this change that we all hope to go through it, recognize, and actually make good with.
Were you happy with the film? I know sometimes authors think, it's not really what I had in the book, but were you happy?
Mindy, I was really happy, mainly because Karen Allen played me, and somebody said, "You really want somebody else to play you?" Well, Karen Allen is fine to play me.
Yeah,
she is a wonderful actress, and she studied the part so much and wanted it so badly. And it turned out there were five actually leading characters, two that were not developed in the book. They all stood for a different period of their life that when they were also in transition and needed to change. Mm-hmm. There's really the big word for this whole thing is change.
Yeah.
Transformation, transition, and that's what we all need a little guidance for.
For sure, yeah. Art can be cathartic, right, even if you don't think you're particularly artistic. And expression can come, as we mentioned, many forms, you know, painting, drawing, music, dance, writing. Mm. And Joan, you've taught writing workshops. How do you help people tap into creative expression, particularly when they're going through a tough time?
I have them start with the word again. Mm-hmm. But what is the word that's really getting them? Is it depression? Are they sad? Have they been stopped? Or are they full of something new, but they don't know how to handle it, they don't know how to mold it. Mm-hmm. And from there, I have them write those words on pieces of paper, or little the clip-ons, you know, the little paste-its. Yeah. And many artists end up, I go into their studio and their walls are full of the Post-its. And from there, they create a sentence. And from that sentence, they create a story. Mm-hmm. I say never start with the beginning. Start with the middle end. Start anywhere. Just start.
Yeah. So it's good advice. All right. I think we have a couple of the artists on the phone. We have Penny in Plymouth. Hi, Penny.
Hi.
Penny, your piece is what, called Emerging? Tell us about your piece.
Let's see. Just specifically the piece, the bottom of it is, I'm a potter, so the bottom of it is kind of like an urn that goes, that's narrow, gets a little bulgy in the middle, and then gets narrow again. And on that, I wove reed. Mm. And I had probably 6 inches of reed all the way around it that were on the same plane. So it was kind of steady. And then the reed burst out at the top, and I think it went another 24 inches above that, that it was not woven. Mm. So it was kind of unfinished.
Yeah. Why did you want to be part of this exhibition? Why was this important for you?
Oh, my goodness. As a woman, it was so important for me. All of the changes that I've gone through and continue to go through, I'm 80 this year, mm-hmm. and I have experienced so many things and thoughts that Joan has put in her book, and there's nothing, I don't think, I almost didn't recognize that that word unfinished, I didn't really put it as a label to me. But now that I are in this and see what Joan was trying to say, it's what my life was. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
And it's still not finished.
Yeah. Penny, thank you. Thanks for sharing and thanks for calling in. I think next we had Christy in Wareham. Hi, Christy. Christy, are you there? All right, let's go to Claudia in Orleans. Oh, you have Christy. Okay, Dan's waving. Christy, got to push the right button, I guess, right? Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Ah, there you are.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your piece.
Well, I'm an observational realist painter, so the bottom... So my painting is a picture of... a representation of part of my garden, part of my above ground pool, and then it's a self-portrait of me in the background. So the front third of the painting is all the flowers from my window boxes, and then the other side is the blue water of the pool, me sitting on an Adirondack chair, another empty chair, and then in the back some woodlands.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And why was it important for you to be part of this?
I'm often looking at calls for art around the region. And I saw this and I thought, oh, that's me. That's who I am at this point in my life. I've had a lot of great changes in the last year. And I thought, I think I can address that. And I did. I don't think of myself as unfinished. I think of myself more as like in a transitional period.
Yeah, yeah. Christy, thanks for sharing that. I'm not sure who we have next here on the phone. Let's see, next we have Claudia in Orleans. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Mindy. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Claudia, tell us why this was important for you and your work.
Well, when I saw that Molly was putting the exhibition together, it's really kind of what I paint and how I paint, because when I paint and think about painting, it's of a woman alone, mm-hmm. and just kind of what is going through her head. You know, is she alone? Is she lonely or happy to be alone? Is she running from something or someone, or is there some joy in her life? So I submitted quite a bit of work, and Molly took several paintings, and it's a really beautiful exhibit. So I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
I love that question. Is she alone because she wants to be alone, or is she lonely, right?
Exactly.
Makes you think a little bit. Claudia, thank you, and we're glad to hear you're in the exhibition. Thanks for calling in. Jill is calling from Dartmouth. Hi, Jill. Jill, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yes. Hi, Jill. All right, Jill. You also have work in the exhibit. What? Tell us about your work and why you wanted to be part of this.
Well, my work is, it's a pastel drawing. It's a large drawing. It's 30 by 40, and or pastel painting is preferred, I guess. And it shows a woman standing at the easel who has her hands bound loosely with a bow tie, and she could easily undo them. But it's a metaphor for the predicament one faces in challenges in life, where you're unsure of what your next step will be.
Yeah.
And it's frightening or imposed by society, or most likely self-imposed.
A lot of this, Molly, really makes you think. Thank you for calling in. That really, a lot of art here that you can see, especially as women walking through going, well, that's me, right?
Absolutely. And my office is right off the main gallery, so I can hear people talking as they're walking through. And each piece resonates a little differently with the people that are in the gallery. And then wrapping it around with programming, right? So Christine Ernst, who you know, and
yes,
is also having her one-woman show again at the Cultural Center. It's her 15th year this year. So that will be happening that same weekend. Mm-hmm. And then she and Joan are partnering on a writing workshop on November 3rd.
That might be the Christine calling in from South Yarmouth.
That's probably Christine Fitzsimmons, actually. Right.
So let's get Katrina in then first. Katrina from Osterville. Hi, Katrina. Katrina, are you there? Oh, there you are.
Thank you.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, sorry.
Right, tell us about why you wanted to be part of this.
Yes, I had not read Joan's book before I submitted. I'm reading it now and can't put it down. But I ironically left a prominent job near Boston after having lost family and friends during the pandemic. And I live on Cape Cod, and I moved here to reinvent myself professionally. But what I didn't anticipate really was the personal rebirth and joy and self-confidence from being in a place and quiet and beautiful that I really needed. So I think being like change at this stage of our lives can be a little bit frightening, but it has also brought so much freedom. And I'm doing things I wouldn't normally have done. And I've found a wonderful group of friends who've bolstered me. And I would say even my piece is called See Me. And it's a collage of the frontal nude, you know, the nude woman. Mm-hmm. And it is an unfinished collage, but I think it's important to remain beautiful and feel like we're seen and be proud of ourselves at this stage.
Oh, Katrina said so many wonderful things right there, didn't she? And that whole thing of rebirth and not expecting that, you know, from it, this is a magical place. There's no question. Katrina, thank you so much. Let's try to squeeze in Christine before we have to wrap up the segment. Christine in South Yarmouth. Hi, Christine.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Tell us why you wanted to be part of this.
I wanted to be part of it because I did read Joan's book, and I think there's so much in what she says that I could relate to personally, having gone through many challenges and you know, reinventing myself at one point. My piece is, I do abstract work. My piece is a silhouette of a woman standing in front of a mirror, and it's a line drawing of her torso from the neck down. That I do oil paint, so I paint over, you know, paint my image, and the negative space. I'm working with a figure that is much different looking, but the young woman looking in the mirror at an old woman is what appears.
Oh, interesting.
And
my
piece is called "Is This Still Me?"
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
What was important to me was for not only my painting, but just the other pieces of work that were there and the women I met at the opening and talking with Joan is the inner strength and spirituality that women have that gets us through all these challenges.
So true.
And, I think and that's what my painting is all about.
Great. Christine, thanks for sharing. We got one more. Sydney in Providence. I want to get Sydney in. Hi, Sydney.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Should I jump right in?
Yeah, jump right in. We're running out of time, so jump right in.
Yes. My piece in the show is called Desert Time. It pictures this young girl in a white dress hugging this sort of creature that's staring at the viewer, and it's set in a clock in a desert landscape. I had just left my partner of 10 years and also the father of my child. So this show coming up was really perfect timing for me, and I got to meet so many women who really connected with the piece, and it actually won Best in Show. So
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It was a beautiful culmination of a really difficult time in my life, and it was important to connect. But if anybody wants to see it, SydneyDarrowArt.com or Sydney Darrow on Instagram.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Sydney. Thanks for being with us.
Do I have time to say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to matter of fact, I was going to you next before we wrap up. Okay. Go ahead, Joan.
Well, I think the tagline for the whole thing is I am as unfinished as the shoreline along the beach, meant to transcend myself again and again. And if you come to a place like Cape Cod or nature in any space, you are really going to come, a woman is going to give birth to the ideas and the that her cycles create for her to make the change that she needs to make.
Right. Unfinished Woman is on exhibit at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod through November 3rd, and we'll post a link with more information at our website, capeandislands.org. Molly DeMoulinaire, did I get it? Okay,
yes,
Executive Director at the Cultural Center, and Joan Anderson, author of A Year by the Sea. Thanks for being with us. What a fabulous idea this was. And of course, Joan, your book is fabulous. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks, Mindy.
Coming up after break, we talk about programs offered through WeCan to help women in transition become stable and self-sufficient. Stay with us.